Writers of all calibers will flock to Skagway this week for the 7th annual Northwoods Writers Symposium. The conference focuses on inclusivity and fun. Kim Hecox didn't always know he wanted to be a writer. He says he didn't get good grades in high school and was a little, let's say, aimless in his 20s. It wasn't until he found himself in his 30s that his path became clear.
I was intimidated by the accomplishments of my much older brothers, and I figured that they had all the smarts and I did not.
Like many in their 20s, Hecox traveled around after high school. He kept a log of his adventures in a journal, mostly, he says, because he was lonely. And he also read a lot. That helped him recognize decent writing.
And then probably by my early 30s, I thought, hey, I think I could be a published writer. I think maybe I could get my work published. So, right, it took me, 12, 15 years after high school to figure out that maybe I could be a published writer.
Since then, Hecox has published 8 books, with 2 more in the works. He's roamed the world on assignment as a travel journalist and has been recognized with prestigious awards for his various works. Hecox, who has participated in several of the Northwoods conferences over the years, will join a handful of other accomplished writers at a 3-day symposium next week. There's still time for writers to sign up for the event. The conference starts on Wednesday evening and features plenty of one-on-one time with the faculty, along with extracurricular activities to encourage discussion and a little fun.
It's really fun to find out who the young, new, aspiring writers are. Sometimes these conferences will attract people in their 20s and their 30s who have decided at that point in their lives, I want to be a writer.
Getting to know burgeoning authors, mentoring them, and helping them navigate the game of getting published are all facets of the event Hecox says he's looking forward to. Dan Henry is also an accomplished author. He's been organizing the event since its inception.
It started, 2010 with Buckwheat Donahue and Jeff Brady and myself deciding that there was so much interest in writing and telling stories in Southeast Alaska and not really an opportunity to get that out.
Henry says they wanted it to be unique, less sitting and listening to writers stroking their own egos and more friendly chats and brainstorming.
We wanted a conference that would inspire people who perhaps are only thinking about writing or maybe have just written a little bit but want to get into it more in a way that doesn't put them on the spot or embarrass them, but really opens up your mind to all the possibilities.
This year, Hecox is joined by Lynn Schooler, Emily Wall, Eowyn Ivey, and Heather Lendy, writers of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and articles of all shapes and sizes. Hecox's new novel, Jimmy Bluefeather, was released in September, followed a short time later by The National Parks, an Illustrated History. And Lendy's Find the Good, Unexpected Life Lessons from a Small Town Obituary Writer came out last April. Wall is a University of Alaska Southeast professor and published poet. Schooler is the author of the acclaimed book, The Blueberry. And Ivy's first book, The Snow Child, made the shortlist for the 2013 Pulitzer Prize.
Part of the criteria for our writers is that they are people. And a lot of writers are not necessarily people, although they're, they can read their writing and whatnot. But we want writers who like other people, especially young or inexperienced people who just need to have some experience.
This year's keynote speaker is Brian Doyle, the editor of Portland Magazine and the author of 20 books.
Brian is an outstanding teacher, professor, and very funny guy. We're excited to have him, and he really loves working with students.
Henry says the symposium is an intimate setting with usually around 20 to 30 people, and that just under 20 people have signed up so far this year. The cost for the entire conference is about $300, which includes all the sessions, activities, and most meals. Find a link to the conference at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.